This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
That's one of the things that I like about... See, it's hard for you to grow in any kind of a situation when people don't believe in you or aren't supporting you. And when there's turmoil also, that doesn't help either. And that's kind of what he was dealing with for the last 2 years under Flo. Not a guy that supported him, not a guy that believed in him, created a negative-like atmosphere. And that's the one thing that, you know, now he gets to be himself. And there was a moment where he was talking about, you know, being a silent assassin in a way. And he is, actually. He's kind of one of those silent assassins. But he was talking about a specific situation that he was working on in Alabama. But what I like is that now he's able to be himself. And you know what I also love about listening to him, because I know people will then take it to another extreme and all those kind of things. The doubters and the haters are the ones that are going to feed off of his confidence, and they're going to try to use it against him. And confidence is something that all of us should have. I don't care what you do in life. I don't care if you're selling cars here at Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. I don't care if you're a chef at Sports Grill. It doesn't matter to me. You got to have confidence in anything and everything that you're doing. You know, Matt and all the great people at Liquor Split, they're confident. They know what they're doing. Their product, their service is something that's needed. Now, at the beginning, people aren't, you know, they're going to doubt you, and you got to have confidence in what you're doing. You know, when we first started this podcast a couple of years back, you know how many downloads we got in the first day? 500. 500. Now it's 80,000. But hard to pick up confidence in 500, right? But you have to have determination. You have to stay with it. And you have to believe and have to have conviction. And people will doubt you. But you have to fight the grain. Sometimes it's going to go against you at the beginning because people may not believe in you. And then you've got to turn them over and make them believers. You know what I mean? Slowly but surely, I believe this platform is making people believers. Like, man, we could get all of our sports news and all of our insight right here on this platform. If I'm a South Florida sports fan living in Singapore or in Canada or in Mexico or in Wechetted or in West Palm Beach, I'm going to be able to get everything I want on this platform now because, wow, they added everything. See what I'm saying? And so it's all about confidence. And Tua did not have the success he had at high school without confidence. He didn't have the success he had in college without confidence. Tyreek asks him, or I think it's actually his partner that asks him about coming off the bench and that moment and taking over for Alabama and leading them to the title and all that kind of stuff. And Tua talks about that, how, you know, at that moment, Jalen was, you know, struggling and they brought him in and he's thinking... He goes, man, I know, you know, what I know about the playbook now. I want to go out there and show my skills. So he wasn't thinking like, well, I'm a fill-in. I'm just going to, you know, keep the seat warm for Jalen. No, he was already thinking, I need to show that I'm the guy. And that's confidence. And that's everybody in any walk of life. I don't care if you do nails. You know, you got to feel that when ladies walk into your salon, they're going to get the best treatment possible. And they're going to walk out and they're going to feel great about their nails and the way they look, and it's all manicured and clean and all that kind of stuff. Confidence is about anything and everything that we do in life. And I don't care if it's on the weekend that you're a, a weekend warrior, that you, you're building things in your home and all that kind of stuff. If you think you can build this or that, well, you got to have some confidence in order to acquire, to be able to do that, right? And I think that that's one thing that I really got out of the podcast. And I'm getting it also from the entire offseason. Tua's not one of those guys that's going to be bragging a lot, not going to be talking a lot. But he was able to open up and relax a little bit with Tyreek. And you can sense that the confidence for him is there. And he feels good because now he can be himself. Whether it's his personality, whether it's communicating, whatever it is, all of these things. And the other thing that I got from that interview is he's still not comfortable taking over. And that's the nice guy in him. That's the respectful guy in him. That he's not really the guy that bosses people around and breaks the boundary and shatters it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here. I'm the guy. Shut the hell up. Listen to me. That's not him. And Tyreek wants to get him to that point where it's like there's that whole thing about when they were talking about practicing, and I might be ruining some of this stuff for you all that didn't listen to it, but there's a part where he was talking about, you know, but I wanted to check in with you guys to try to organize. And he goes, man, you don't need to do that. You need to tell us, hey, be there next week at this time. Be there tomorrow at this time, and we all go. And Tyreek was like, it doesn't matter, man. You want to go to Hawaii to go practice? Then we go to Hawaii and we go practice. You know, and they were joking about it. But it's one of those where Tyreek wants to help him take over the team. But that's the threshold that you have, right? And Ryan Tannehill could never cross that threshold. You know why? Because he had never performed. And so you can't go telling people what to do when you really aren't the leader on the offense. You're just kind of a facilitator at best. And everybody else knows it. That's not what Tua is. Tua's a franchise quarterback. So the next step for Tua will be this season now. When he does take the field and takes over and starts to play well, and I believe he will play well, that's when the confidence steps in, and that's when he'll feel like it's his place to put everybody in their place when they have to. Because now he is carrying his weight. The problem right now, I think Tua has, and it's normal for any young player, because you haven't established yourself and you haven't become the guy, and we know what has happened the first 2 years, why you haven't, because of that coach. Now you've got the coach that's going to allow you to take over and grow. Once you see him start having that success in that first month and second month, then I think that second half of the year, you'll see him grow into that leadership role where he takes over the team. And then guys also will settle down because everything will then be nice and clear. He's the guy. It's not being questioned up top. He's winning. He's moving the offense. We're scoring. You know, he is the player that we all wanted him to be. Boom, everything settles. So that part of the equation, and you can tell in their conversations yesterday, that Tua's still trying to find his footing in that area. And really the only thing that's going to allow him to kind of settle in on that is success. And he has to have that this year. And once he does, then everything else will fall into place. But it was a cool conversation between the two. I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it.